Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I need to set the record straight on something, Brian.
What's that?
All right, previously, when we were complaining about the Geico ad in the middle of the Caps third period on ESPN, I said, get Huey and Bill Bell in there. Mm-hmm. Now, shout out to Huey and Bill Bell, people we know well.
Yep.
They're not running the truck anymore, I've been alerted. So, let's shout out the right people. Get Ryan, Billy, and Kevin Santos back in there. And, as a matter of fact,
which one of them hit you?
We'll say... A friend named Brian Rilly wanted me to tell you, you still got a big head.
It is always small than it is.
Shout out to Billy and Santos, great dudes. We are very lucky to live in a city. I was talking with Heather last night, Addenbrooke, about, you know, if you're working on the sales side at Monumental right now with everything the Caps got cooking, it ain't the worst time to be selling stuff.
Totally.
We are very lucky to be in a city where the hockey coverage is so damn good.
Yeah.
Between Walton on our
and,
air, Joby and Locker, the pre and post, like all of it is really, really good. All right. So the counter, where are you on the Caps belief scale, 0 to 10? We start with our guy, Toothpick. What up, Pick?
What up, JT? What's happening, B-Mix?
How you doing,
what's
up, brother?
Hey, man, listen, I'm going to tell y'all real quick. Thank you. I appreciate y'all for getting me in. But listen, I'm at a 10, man. I'm at a straight 10 right now. I'm home, about to fly out, but I need another party in the city, man. I need y'all to be tearing it up outside the arena. I need that feeling again. So it's good things happening in the city, so keep them going. I'm at a 10.
At a 10.
You pick out that loving feeling.
A freaking 10. All right, Pick. Safe travels, man. We'll see you up here for the cup.
Yes, sir.
All right, brother. Shout out to Jeff for telling us Pick had to go first. Our guy Kurt is in Ashburn. Kurt, 0 to 10. Where are you at?
I'm at a 10 like I was yesterday when I called in. I'm not concerned. But I want to point out something I'm surprised nobody's mentioned. They started to do it more last night, but not enough. When the Canes have the puck behind the net and they're circling around, they're looking down at the puck, and that's a signal for the other forward to come and clean his clock. They don't do that enough. The good stick handlers don't look at the puck. When a guy's looking down at the puck, he should be dead meat. I'm going to see more of that next time. Thanks, guys.
All right, man.
Thanks, buddy. This dude just wants to see some slobber knockers.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm going to end with Landfill because I think he will be lowest on the belief scale. I'm going to start with Jeffrey because I think he'll be highest. Jeff likes to be highest. Jeffrey, 1 to 10, where you at?
I'm honestly at like a 7, like between, I'm like between a 6.5 and a 7, actually. I don't know. It's just, we tend to let the third period, like stuff always happen in the third period, and it just looks like the Canes, like, they were just way more – yeah, the puck went our way yesterday. We won. It just looked like they were just more on the attack on us. And I just think if we keep playing that – if the Caps keep playing that style of hockey, I don't think it's going to go well in the next round.
Jeff's worried.
I don't know. I think yesterday they played way better than they did in the first – in the first game, I agree with his comments.
Yeah,
not completely yesterday.
It just seemed like the puck was in the Caps' territory majority of the game yesterday.
So, I hear you. I do think they played a lot better yesterday, to B's point. Carolina also kind of plays that style where they're just going to throw shots and kind of control
from
possession.
Any and everywhere.
Yeah. I thought the Caps last night, if last night was game one, and maybe that's stupid because it's not, I don't think we'd be at all as nervous. But game one was really one-sided. I'm personally – I said this – before. game one was what, Tuesday? I said Monday or Tuesday when we were previewing game one that I thought whoever wins this goes to the cup out of the East. And I still believe that. Toronto's playing really well. You know how much hockey Florida has played over the last couple of years? Last year they won the cup and it had to go seven. The year prior they lost in the cup final. Mm-hmm. Think about just the mileage that is.
A lot of mileage, but when you're winning, it doesn't bother you.
Sure.
Yeah. At all.
I agree. I'm just saying those boys are a lot on those legs. I'm at an eight. I think they can win this series. I said Caps at six. I'm sticking with it. I am starting to think this thing's going seven. Just the nature of these
they
two
play
teams.
Like they played yesterday and just control the puck a little better, they could win the series real quick. And if they get past Carolina, I think then it's more of a cake. I think this is the toughest match they have all the way to the finals.
So where are you at on the scale?
I'm about a 7.5. Because I have to see the consistency in their play. That roller coaster ride don't work.
Last night, I don't think game one is who they are, right? I think game one was just a bad game. Sometimes you have bad games.
Mm-hmm.
I think last night's who they are. I also think last night's who Carolina is. It's going to be a tough matchup. Rod Brindamore after is like, listen, man, we thought this was going to be hard. We know this team. They're good. This is too good. Quan Martin, the philosopher, I circle back to what he said going to the Detroit for the divisional round again and again. They're good, but we're good too.
Yep.
Like this, you're in the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs,
it's,
man.
It's the pros. Everybody in the playoffs should be good, except basketball when they lose by 50.
Right.
Same.
Professor Landini.
I'm at like a six. Last night, I was at like at a one before the game. But, you know, they showed that they could beat the Hurricanes. They just got so dominated game one that I was pretty doubtful. But I'm back in.
Landfill at a six is like a...
Hey, everybody else at 10?
Right. You know how they say like an office nine is a real life seven? Like... Landfill at a six is most people at an 8.5. I'm going to take Mark real quick. Mark, go fast. Scale of 1 to 10.
I'm at an 11, JP.
I love
it. Wabernacki's coming for B. Mitch, brother. We're going to put it on him, Captain.
I love it, brother. Thank you, Mark.
All right, baby.
When we come back, we got real or fake starring the tech exec,
uh-oh,
Cody Betts.